Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 655. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Ian Hunter. That is England Rocks from 1977 on his third album, which wasn't released in the U.S. at the time. I picked that up on a compilation called Where Have All the Boot Boys Gone? That's a 2023 compilation put out by Captain Oi and Cherry Red Records. That's from the second CD. I played something from the first last week, and the second CD is just wonderful. Lots of songs I hadn't heard before, and lots of songs I just love. So far, this compilation is getting the thumbs up from me. Anyway, I've got a ton of music and I should stop talking. Let's play something here from The Particles. This is Truth About You.
When will you write? Send me a letter. I've been gone 2 weeks. I haven't heard. Will you write? Send me a letter. You can drop me a line. Send me a word. The truth about you.
Set for you there, ending with the Janines from New York City. I played the song Tilt in Your Eyes. That's from the new Each Day 7-inch that just came out July 7th on Slumberland Records. Excellent indie pop that kind of harkens back to another era. And then, speaking of another era, we started with The Particles and the song Truth About You, originally a 1981 single, though collected on a new compilation called 1980s Bubblegum, which also came out July 7th, this one on Chapter Music, that band based out of Sydney, Australia, a band I wasn't familiar with, but I probably should have been because it's just twee and indie pop wonderfulness. Anyway, more music for you here. Let's get a little more angry. This is Skating Polly with I'm Sorry for Always Apologizing.
And then some flowers and condom sales. Only more sins I repent. I'm so sorry that you caught me lying. I'm so sorry that I'm still half trying. And I'm sorry for always apologizing.
Yeah.
back to the Too Much Rock podcast. We just heard from Taxi Girls from Montreal. The song was Stay With Me, and it's on the Coming Up Roses EP that just came out July 7th on Wild Honey Records. Lots of little punk rock happening there, and I like that one a lot. Big hooks. Before that, we heard from Skating Polly with the song I'm Sorry For Always Apologizing. That's on the new 2LP set, Chaos County Line, which came out June 23rd on El Camino Records. That band based out of Tacoma now, but I'll always think of them as an Oklahoma band. That one is a hit and miss for me. There's a few songs on there I like, but a lot of it feels just a little too much pop for me. So give that one a listen, see if it works out for you. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. Let's jump into something else new here. This is Don't Sleep with Dead on the Inside.
Alive! Alive!
just feels luxurious about that song. I don't know how to describe it. The band is Military Gun from Los Angeles. It's the project of Ian Shelton. The song was called My Friends Are Having a Hard Time, and it's on the album Life Under the Gun, which came out June 23rd on Loma Vista Recordings. It's an excellent album. It just sort of defies classification. I'm not sure what it is other than really, really good. Before that, we heard from Carissa Johnson with the song Merry-Go-Round, originally released in 2021 on the Blue Hour album, though I picked that up on the Blue Hour Deluxe reissue that just came out June 9th on Rumbar Records. It has the original album, an earlier EP, and a lot of bonus tracks as well. That one's kind of hit and miss for me as well. I think there's some things about it that are really good. That song there, quite lovely, right? And then before that, we heard from Don't Sleep with the song Dead on the Inside. That's on the band's album Sea Change, which came out June 2nd of this year on Indie Hit Recordings, the band based out of Harrisburg, PA, featuring the vocals of Dave Smalley, one of my heroes. And I really enjoy that album as well. I see we're out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 655. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website, TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media network, like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. We've got Gogo Bordella at Truman on the 11th. On the 13th, Junkyard Royalty is playing at the Record Bar. On the 14th, Mountain Goats are at Liberty Hall. Tears for Fears at Starlight that same night. On the 15th, Company Retreat is at Rhino. Not sure how that's happening. They haven't been around forever. On the 16th, Nephilism is playing at Woodyard Barbecue. On the 19th, Jeffrey Lewis is at Mini Bar. On the 20th, Daniel Gum is playing Tin Roof. I've never been to a show there in the former Riot Room space. If you have, let me know how it is. On the 21st, Black Mariah is playing Lemonade Park, or Curious Things are playing Rhino, or Heidi Gluck is playing At the Bottleneck, or Gutter Buds are playing in Raytown Records. On the 25th, Regrets are playing at the Uptown, Death Grips is at the Midland. On the 26th, Florist is at the Replay. 27th, Jocelyn Nixon is playing at Blip, or Kansas is playing at the Midland. 28th, Eggs on Mars at the Replay, Farside at the Madrid, or Screen Door Submarine is at the Old Folks Home, new DIY venue I have not been to. Looking at the website, there's a few new things out there. Photos, videos, and my thoughts of the Moon 17, Child of Night, Static Phantom shows, as well as the Via Luna, Temp Tats internet dating show as well. Okay, one track left for you here. Something for Mountain Goats to celebrate their show in town next week. I'm going to play the song Jam Eater Blues. That is the title track from a 3-song EP that Sub Pop put out in 2001. I just picked that up digitally. I mean, if you can find the real album, great, do it. That 7-inch is going for $150 or so. I, however, was happy to see that Sub Pop just put that up on Bandcamp, so you can buy that digitally if you want and enjoy that. So that's what we're going to do here. Ending here with Mountain Goats and Jam Eater Blues. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Life is too short to refrain from eating jam out of the jar. Life is too short to refrain from eating jam out of the jar. Life is too short to wait around for you to come home tonight. Life is too short to do that. Life is too short to leave the windows open all winter long. Life is too short to leave the windows open all winter long. I'm gonna lock 'em up tight and eat jam out of the jar all night. 'Cause life is too short to make toast or use spoons or napkins. life is too short to spend the rest of it down here in Tampa. Life is too short to spend the rest of it down here in Tampa. Your life is too short to let it go to waste like this, but I never tasted jam before that tastes like this. And life is too short to refrain from eating jam out of the jar.